Walking away isn't a sign of weakness. It's your greatest power. In a world where we're told to fight every battle, sometimes the bravest thing you can do is step back and protect your peace. In this video, we dive into the wisdom of Stoicism and explore why mastering the art of walking away could be the key to unlocking your true strength. Lesson 1. Keeping your mind and feelings healthy. People think that the mind is the most important part of their lives. The Stoics say that the most important thing for having a good life is to keep your mind and emotions healthy. Taking a break is an important tool for this. You can stay away from bad places, people, and events that make you feel unsafe and threaten your inner peace. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. The famous Stoic philosopher Epictetus said, "This quote sums up the main idea of Stoic thought. You have control over your mind and emotions, even if things happen in the outside world that you can't. When you are in a situation that makes you feel stressed, angry, or sad all the time, leaving is a way to protect yourself. It's not about avoiding challenges. It's about knowing when a task is making your mental health worse instead of better. Getting away from things helps you focus on what's important, your inner peace. The Stoics thought that your emotions should not be controlled by what's going on around you. You are in charge of your mental health when you leave bad influences behind. You don't care about what's going on around you. This just means that your mental and emotional health is more important to you than anything else. Getting away from something helps you think more clearly again. When you are in a fight or around negative people, it can be hard to make good decisions. The Stoics stressed how important it was to think clearly and make decisions based on reason. Getting away from things that make you feel bad gives you time to think clearly and make choices that are in line with your values and habits. Remember that you don't have to deal with everything that comes your way. You can choose where to put your energy and attention. Retreating is not the same as walking away. It's a smart move to put your health and mental health first. Lesson 2. Setting rules and valuing yourself. The Stoics thought that self-discipline and making your own rules were very important. These rules aren't set by society or outside officials. They're rules you set for yourself to help you live a good life. When you walk away, you show that you follow these personal rules and that you value yourself. The Stoics thought that virtue was the best thing in the world and that following virtue was the key to a happy life. For this to work, limits had to be set and followed, even when it was hard. One of these is walking away. It means, I will not compromise my values or well-being for the sake of others' approval or for the sake of avoiding conflict. When you value yourself, you know how valuable you are and don't let other people treat you in ways that make you feel less valuable. This is not about being cocky or proud. It's about having respect for yourself. The Stoics thought that everyone has worth on their own, and it is your job to protect that worth by setting limits. A strong way to affirm your self-worth is to leave situations that go against your morals. Knowing your boundaries is an important part of making rules and valuing yourself. According to the Stoics, you should know yourself well enough to know when something is making it too hard for you to stay good. When you walk away, you're acknowledging these limits, that you know you're not invincible, and that leaving a situation that threatens your ethics is sometimes the best thing you can do shows that you are humble. Setting rules and respecting yourself in relationships means not putting up with disrespect or abuse. While the Stoics thought it was important to be kind and respectful to others, they also thought it was important to keep yourself safe. Leaving unhealthy relationships is not a sign of weakness. It shows that you are dedicated to living your life according to your values. Honoring yourself and making sure you're with people who back and lift you up is what it means. You can also take back your power by leaving. The Stoics said that real power comes from inside, and that what's going on around you shouldn't affect how you feel about yourself. You regain your power and express your independence by leaving situations that make you feel bad about your self-worth. You make it clear that you are in charge of your life and won't let other people tell you how to feel or behave. Walking away is a strong way to show that you agree with these ideas. It helps you keep your honor, believe in your own worth, and take back your power. Your decision to leave situations that don't serve you shows that you want to live a good and satisfying life. Lesson 3. Seeing things clearly and understanding better. Our feelings can get in the way of our good sense when we are in the middle of something. We might act without thinking, say things we don't mean, or choose things we later wish we had not. The Stoics stressed how important it was to see things as they really are, without fear, anger, or desire clouding your view. Getting away from something gives you the room and time to see things clearly. Walking away means you are no longer affected by what is going on around you. This space gives you time to think about what happened and how to react more carefully. When you're not feeling upset, you can look at the situation more objectively. Your emotions might get in the way of your judgment otherwise. This isn't about avoiding problems. It's about facing them with a clear head and a sensible point of view. Like the Epicureans, the Stoics thought it was important to know how things really work. They taught us that many of the things we worry about or get upset about are out of our hands and not worth our stress. Some people choose to walk away when they realize this is true. Knowing that you can't change something or that it's not worth your mental energy is when walking away is a smart thing to do. Taking a break can help you understand something better. When you take a step back, you can see something from a different point of view. You might learn something that wasn't clear when things were heated up. The Stoics thought that we become wise when we see things as they really are, not how we would like them to be. When you walk away, the images fall away and you can see things more clearly. You could walk away from a heated fight, a job that doesn't fit with your values anymore, or a relationship that is hurting you more than it's helping. In every case, walking away doesn't mean giving up. It means choosing to deal with the problem in a smarter and more understanding way. By giving you time to think, analyze, and understand, walking away can help you become more clear-headed and wise. It is a powerful way to get a more true picture of the things that happen to you in life. Lesson 4. Saving your energy. Energy is not only in the body. It's also in the mind, the heart, and the spirit. The Stoics thought that you should save your energy for things that really matter, things that you can manage, and things that are in line with your values. If you don't want to waste your energy on things that don't help you reach your higher goal, you can walk away. The dichotomy of power is one of the most important ideas in Stoicism. You shouldn't waste your energy on things you can't change, like other people's views, outside events, or outcomes. Instead, the Stoics said, you should focus on what you can change, like your thoughts, actions, and responses. One real-life example of this concept is walking away. Deciding to save your energy for things you can change is what it means to walk away from something you can't change. It's easy to get caught up in things that drain your energy these days. Getting into endless fights, trying to change someone's mind, or stressing out over things you can't change could happen to you. The Stoics would tell you to figure out what is draining your energy and stop doing it. Your energy is valuable, so be smart about how you use it. You can also avoid stress by taking a break. The Stoics knew how important it was to keep things in balance. They taught you not to extend yourself too far or push yourself until you're tired. By leaving situations that drain your energy, you can keep yourself from getting burned out and make sure you have the energy to follow your values and reach your goals. You can be more productive in the areas of your life that are most important to you if you save energy. If you don't waste your time on things that don't help you, you can give more to the things that do. This could be your job, your relationships, your personal growth, or what you do for other people. Getting away from things that drain your energy and distract you lets you focus on what really matters and make a bigger difference. When it comes to relationships, saving your energy might mean leaving fights that don't go anywhere or people who make you feel bad all the time. The Stoics thought it was important to be around good people who make you feel better and give you ideas. Leaving bad relationships is a way to save your mental strength for people who really need it. So, one important part of Stoic advice is saving your energy. Leaving something behind is a strong way to save your energy for things that matter to you and are in line with your values. It means figuring out where your energy is going to waste and deciding to put it toward more important things. Lesson 5. Growing and Learning. Stoicism is a way of thinking that says things should always get better. The Stoics thought that life is a path where you learn and grow as a person. It's not just about leaving something behind when you walk away. It's also about making room for learning and growth. When you leave things that don't serve you anymore, you make room for new growth possibilities. The Stoics thought that growth meant getting better at being good, smart, and strong. It means trying to be the best person you can be. Getting away from things that stop you from growing is one way to put your growth first. It means you know you deserve to grow and won't let anything stop you. It's also possible to learn something just by walking away. Stoics believe that everything you go through, even bad things, can teach you something useful. You can think about what you've learned from a tough situation after you're done with it. What did the event teach you about your limits, your ideals, and yourself? What can you do with this new information to get better and grow? When you walk away, you make room for new learning chances. Get rid of things that aren't good for you and make room for new challenges, relationships, and events that will help you grow. According to the Stoics, it was important to be open to new things and ready to learn from them. It can be scary to leave what you know, but it's often important for growth. Walking away from a relationship that is holding you back or that doesn't fit with your values could mean stopping it. The Stoics thought it was important to be around people who make you want to be better and push you to do so. If you want to prioritize your growth and make sure you're surrounded by people who support you, you can end relationships that don't help you grow. Giving up on a job that doesn't push you or doesn't fit with your goals could be what it means to walk away. The Stoics thought that work should have meaning, and that people should try to make a difference in the world in a way that fits with their beliefs. Giving up a job that doesn't serve you anymore can open the door to new chances that will help you grow and make a bigger difference. So, learning and growing are very important to Stoic thought. Walking away is a powerful way to grow because it lets you get rid of things that are holding you back and makes room for new possibilities. It's a way to put your growth first and make sure you keep learning and getting better. Lesson 6. Getting stronger. Strength includes not only the body, but also the mind, the heart, and the spirit. The Stoics thought that real strength comes from within and can be developed by being disciplined, tough, and able to deal with problems. One way to show this inner power is to walk away. Getting out of situations that aren't good for you takes strength and guts, especially when there is pressure to stay. It takes strength to walk away because you have to face your fears. Most of the time, people stay in bad situations because they are afraid of what the future holds, of being judged or of failing. The Stoics said that fear is often unfounded and that you shouldn't let it control what you do. Walking away is a way to face your fears and decide to act based on your values instead of letting fear rule you. Walking away makes you stronger. The Stoics thought that being strong was one of the most important things a person could have. It means being able to deal with hardships, get back on your feet after failing, and keep going even when things get tough. When you walk away from a tough situation, you're not giving up. You're picking a new path that fits your values and goals better. You have to be strong to know when something isn't working for you and be able to walk away from it. Leaving also makes you feel better about yourself. The Stoics said that you should really know who you are and what you stand for, and that you shouldn't give up those things for other people. Asserting your sense of self and strengthening your resolve to live by your principles can be done by leaving settings that don't fit with your values. This is a selfless and honest thing to do. To get better, you may need to end relationships that make you feel less confident or worthless. The Stoics thought it was important to be independent and strong inside. Getting out of situations that don't help you grow or that make you feel weak is a way to take back your power and make yourself stronger. In your work, getting stronger might mean quitting a job or a path that doesn't challenge you anymore or doesn't fit with your goals. The Stoics thought that doing work that matters and striving for greatness were very important. Quitting a job that doesn't make you happy is a way to push yourself to find new chances that will help you grow and build on your strengths. This kind of strength shows up when you walk away because it forces you to face your fears, get stronger, and feel better about who you are. You can do it to show that you are serious about living by your morals and to push yourself to grow and improve. Lesson 7. Creating space for new opportunities. The last thing you need to know about how walking away can be your greatest strength is that it makes room for new possibilities. The Stoics thought it was important to be willing to try new things and be open to change. They taught that things change all the time in life and that you should be ready to jump on new chances as they come up. You can make room in your life by walking away. You might get stuck and not be able to move forward if you hold on to things that no longer help you. The Stoics taught that holding on to the past or to things that don't fit with your values anymore can keep you from getting new and better chances. Leaving is a way to let go of the old and make room for the new. Being willing to take risks is also a part of making room for new possibilities. The Stoics thought that no one knew what would happen in life, so people should be ready to take risks. Leaving behind what you know can be scary, but it's often what you need to grow. When you leave things that don't serve you anymore, you make room for new opportunities and experiences that can help you grow. You can also focus on what's important when you walk away. Stoics taught that you should spend your time and energy on things that are important to you and that fit with your values and goals. You can focus on your interests, relationships, and personal growth when you step away from things that drain your energy and distract you. You might not have seen these new and exciting chances if you were still stuck in things that weren't helping you if you were focused on what you were doing. In relationships, making room for new chances could mean ending a relationship that doesn't make you happy or that doesn't fit with your values anymore. The Stoics thought it was important to have relationships that matter and help you grow and be healthy. When you end a relationship that doesn't serve you anymore, you make room for new ones that will bring you more happiness, support, and satisfaction. To make room for new chances in your career, you may need to quit a job that isn't challenging you anymore or doesn't fit with your goals. The Stoics thought that work should have meaning and that people should try to make a difference in the world in a way that fits with their beliefs. Giving up a job that doesn't serve you anymore can open the door to new chances that will help you grow and make a bigger difference. For a Stoic, walking away is one of the most useful things they can do. It shows how strong, wise, and determined you are to live your life according to your beliefs. You set limits, protect your mental and emotional health, and support your self-worth when you walk away. You get more focused, save energy, and make room for growth and new chances. You are not giving up when you walk away. You are choosing a road that is in line with your values and will make your life more satisfying. If you see this, remember that you are in charge of your life and can choose where to put your energy and attention. In a world that often values conflict and persistence, being able to walk away shows that you have the most powerful strength.